Today we're talking with Jason Davies, a candidate for the City Council in Petaluma and a second-time candidate. What do you take from the first run 2 years ago to apply to a second effort?
It's helpful to get out early and to get as much advance support as you can get. And I think in hindsight, I probably should have entered a little bit earlier. But I'm actually very proud of the position. Within a sea of nine candidates, I came in fourth. And I was actually one of the last to enter the race. So the other thing I've learned is sometimes it just takes some time to get your name out there. People don't always win the first time, so I hope that I'll have better luck this time.
You're part of a big field again this time. How do you distinguish yourself?
Well, we've got a field, yes, of six candidates, including myself. Currently, I chair the Technology Advisory Committee. One of the chief things that I want to focus on, if I'm honored to serve on the City Council, is drawing more clean and green tech to Petaluma. We have enormous amount of office space that's available. It has improved. We went from like a 40% vacancy rate now to around 30%, but there's still a lot more to do. And I think I have a unique set of skills with regards to business development, particularly in the technology sector, that I'd like to apply to Petaluma to help bring more of those businesses back.
Economics, of course, are front and center in everybody's mind these days. And your economic development is on one side of the ledger. Then there's the spending side.
Right. You need to balance that. What we've done recently, as I've observed, is balance the budgets through cuts and merging of departments in some cases. So there's a lot that's happened to ensure fiscal responsibility. There's still more that can be done, I think. One of the things I want to look at is other areas of the budget that may still have some opportunities to address in terms of cutting. But a big focus for me is on increasing revenues, because without new revenues, it's just not enough. And what I don't want to do is sacrifice our public safety or social services. That's really important. So one of the key areas that we need to address is what's happened to our tax base. And, you know, we do have an experience of lack of retail sales tax. Part of that, of course, is with the economic downturn. Part of it, too, relates to a certain mix not being available. Well, we've approved some major projects now. And what's really important is that we focus on the next step of our economic development strategy, which has to do more with business retention, expansion, and attraction. And with some of the skills I bring with respect to international business development, as well as an experience in managing national retail chains, I think I have a special set of skills that I can help. So my focus is really not so much on cutting. I want to make sure that we are more proactive with drawing the kinds of businesses that are going to allow people to afford automobiles and houses. That's actually the biggest percentage of revenue for taxes that goes back into the city services.
Quickly, before we run out of time,
sorry.
How much are potholes still an issue in Petaluma?
They're still an issue, and it's interesting. I mean, we've got some candidates that, you know, are incumbents that, you know, have been dealing with these problems for quite a long time, and it's a challenge to get the funding in order to pay for these things. But it is a top concern. And when I talk to people, voters still wonder, you know, when they see these other developments happening, why do we still have potholes? There's also some unique issues with Petaluma in terms of the what we love about it with the historic charm, but there's also some aging infrastructure issues that we need to look at. But again, key to that is securing more revenues, and I want to bring more proactivity in terms of working on the business expansion, retention, and attraction programs.
Jason Davies, candidate for the City Council in the city of Petaluma. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.